Welcome to this month's audio meditation. As always, I'm going to leave quiet time for you to deepen your experience and to remind you that if you hear the sounds of the fountains babbling in the background, or if you hear the sound of children playing outside, you might allow those sounds to deepen your internal experience, to be supports for taking this time inside. And so as we begin, I invite you to notice, as always, the surface supporting you right now. Pay particular attention to all the ways in which your body actively receives that support and settles into it. On the next out-breath, I invite you to travel down inside yourself with that exhalation, all the way down to your own landing place, your own internal home base, which is a source of deep and ever-present support. Be sure to allow mixed feelings as well, because sometimes support feels very good, and sometimes we're conflicted about settling into and receiving support. So whatever comes, just notice. Our theme for this month is living with intention. For me, intention is like a rudder. It sets us into a flow and helps us move along that flow throughout the day. For example, you might at the beginning of your day set an intention to meet the world with an open heart. By setting that intention as you go out into your daily life, the intention can orient you as a rudder orients a boat to the flow it needs to take. Intention orients you to the experience of encountering your world with an open heart. So, as we explore this theme of living with intention, you might hold the possibility that it can be a very useful, supportive rudder to help you be in the flow of life that you really would like to have. For now, I want to invite you just to notice your initial responses to the theme, to the essence of living with intention. Notice what you experience in your body as you attune to the essence of living with intention. Notice if you can feel the presence of that rudder somewhere in your inner experience. Notice if it's okay to have that rudder if that's a good feeling or a mixed feeling. Now notice, is there an image or some other representation that in some way embodies and encompasses for you the theme of living with intention? Notice how it would be to have that image to draw on as you move through your day. And is there a color that embodies the essence of living with intention? If a color emerges in your awareness, notice how it feels to soak it in, to absorb it all the way into you, and in that way absorbing the living essence of intention. Of choosing intention. And notice also how your life would look if you were to be aware of living with intention throughout the day, with setting that tone at the beginning of your day, and then noticing how you would move through your day if you had the rudder that allowed you to tap into the flow that you choose and wish to have in your life. Living with intention doesn't mean that every intention you create will become literally manifest. What it does offer is the capacity to choose from deep within yourself how you want to meet life. As you know better than I can say, we aren't in control of what life brings our way, but we do have choice in the ways in which we choose to move through what we encounter as we unfold our daily life experience. And so the rudder that is intention is the result of generating a conscious choice about how you want to engage your life experience, how you want to move through the unfolding flow that is your moment-to-moment experience of your life. And again, notice what it would feel like inside your body-mind being if you were to have that sense of a rudder guiding you by way of an internal sense of rightness that tells you when you're in the flow and when you're out of the flow. And you need have no real conscious awareness of what any of that means. Rather, it's an invitation to have a felt sense of when you need to pay attention because you're moving out of the flow of your intention, or a felt sense of how it is for you when you are deeply connected with the intention you choose for your life on that day. When you're deeply in touch with the qualities that you would like to express through yourself or have move through your life. And so for now, we're just about at the end of this month's meditation. As always, you might wish to continue meditating as I close this particular meditation, and I just want to remind you that when you are ready to come back, to allow your eyes to gently open themselves, to allow yourself to notice where your eyes want to go as you reconnect with your environment, to come back into your awareness of the outside world in a gentle, easy way that allows you to continue to notice your home base inside, even as you connect with the world around you. And so for now, until next time, I wish you well.